Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Sanhedrin, Perig Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Our Masechta begins, Dinei Mominis Bishloisha. Now first to be Magdim, not all Batei Dinim are alike. The highest Bezdin is the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin has 71 Dayanim. And the Sanhedrin was situated in the Beis HaMikdash, in a special place called the Lishkas HaGozis. Then, there's also what's called a regular Sanhedrin, not the Sanhedrin HaGadol. It's the next level, a level lower. They have Chaf Gimel. Only a Bezin of Chaf Gimel could judge a case where the person is possibly Chayiv Misa. Now, there's one big Sanhedrin. There's one Sanhedrin HaGadol. How many smaller Sanhedrins are there? And the answer is any town in Eretz Yisrael that had a certain minimum number of people, we'll soon learn about that in the Mishnah, had a Sanhedrin. The lowest level has three dayanim. And they deal with ordinary money issues, loans, thefts. Somebody was hurt. Someone's property was damaged. Most of the inyanim that we discussed in Masechtas Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, and Bava Basra. Now back to our Mishnah. Dinei Mamonis Bishloisha. Cases that deal with money, they're judged by a court of three dayanim. Furthermore, gezelos, cases of where things are stolen, chavolos, where a person is hurt, bishloisha, that's also judged by a bezin of three dayanim. When we do the chazara, we'll explain the reason why. But lemaisa, when it comes down to collecting money that someone borrowed from me, I don't even need three professional dayanim. It could be regular people. When it comes to the other things over here, like gzelos, theft, or chavolos, to determine how much someone was injured, how much he has to be compensated, how much he has to be paid, for that you need professional dayanim. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Nezek, where you have to pay for damages, or v'chatzi nezek, or you have to pay only half damage. Remember when you pay chatzi nezek? If an animal gores with its horns, keren, the first three times? He pays chatzi nezek, only the fourth time would he pay nezek sholem. Tashlumei kefil, a ganef has to pay double. V'tashlumei abor v'chamisha, I'm sure you remember this. If you steal an ox or a lamb, then you shecht it or sell it, you have to pay 4 to 5 times the amount. 4 times for the lamb, 5 times for the ox. All of these, b'shloisha, are decided by a bezdin of three. V'aytrezak l'mishna ho'aynis, v'amefater, or someone convinces a naira, a young girl to live with him, he has to pay a special knas. V'hamoitzi shemra, he slanders his wife. After he marries her, he says not nice things about her. He says that after the erusin, which is the first part of marriage, she was together with someone else. Then she already has a halacha ve'eshes ish, even though it was before the chuppah. He has to pay a knas. So all of these things b'shloisha are decided by a bezin of three. Divrei Rabbi Meir is a halt Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim say, Moitzi Shemra, in the case of slandering, the Esrim Vishloisha. That requires a Bezin of Chav Gimel, a Bezin of 23. Why? Mipnei Sheyesh by Dina Nefashis. Because if this person claims that his wife lived with another man after the Kiddush, and that's the first part of marriage, before the Chuppah, then she would be Chayiv Misa. So this could potentially lead to very serious things, and therefore you need a Bezin of Chav Gimel. By the way, a lot of people think that if you speak Lashon Hara on someone, and it's true, it's not Lashon Hara. Well, the Chafetz Chaim explains to us, if you say something bad about someone, unless you're telling your father or your Rebbe something he has to know, which is important for him to know, where it's L'tayelis, but then you have to learn the halachas in the Chafetz Chaim. But if you're Stamazay saying something bad about someone, and it's true, it's Lashon Hara. If it's not true, then that is considered, though it's not specifically what the Pasuk is talking about, but that's also Moitzi Shemra. Okay, we learned in our Mishnah that monetary cases are decided by a bezin of three, and that includes cases of gzela, where a person was injured. Now let's just mention something else over here. These three, they have to be mamish professional dayanim? Or could they be people that stand, you know, they know the halacha, they're smart people? And the answer is when it comes to collect money, let's say Reuven owes me $100 and I can prove it. I have to take him to Bezin. It could be even regular people. And that's because Chazal wanted to make sure, not so much to protect the malva, the lender, but to protect the borrower. Because if it's going to be very hard for the lender to collect money, if the lender says, you owe me money and I can prove it, yeah, well, let's go find a professional bezin first. And then it's going to be very hard for the malva to collect. Because it's not always easy to find a professional bezin right there and then. Do you know what's going to happen the next time? Someone else is going to come and say, can you please lend me money? No, because I see how hard it is to collect. So Chazal really wanted to do a toiva for the borrower. The lender should know it's not so hard to collect your money. And they made it a takana. But you can collect money either through a yachid mumcha, even a single rav. If he's a professional, we'll learn a little bit later what that means, or three regular people that would fit the category. Now that's only when it comes to collecting money that you owe. But when it comes to returning a theft, or for a person to get his necessary compensation when he's injured, the gzeilus and the chavolus, that has to be with three mumchen, dafka professional bezin. We also learned chatzi nezik that a shar tam would pay, as well as the gan of paying double or sometimes 4 to 5 times the amount if he steals a shar aseh and shechs it or sells it. That's through a bezin of three. Oynes mefata maitzi shemra, this person pays a knas, that's through a bezin of three. The chachamim say when it comes to maitzi shemra, where he's saying bad things about his wife that could lead to a chi of misa rachmana litzlan, that would require a bezdin of chaf gimel. By the way, the din with the maitzi shemra is, if it turns out that the husband was lying, and he has to take care of her the rest of his life, even if he wants to divorce her, he doesn't have the option of doing so.